Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is Pat Iyer with LNP 175, small diet changes you can make for a big impact on your health. Are you at your wit's ends with diets that haven't produced results worth talking about? This is my world. You might find that a diet lets you lose a couple of pounds, but then they come right back. So where have your diet changes gotten you? Unfortunately, right back where you started. This is Iyer's Insights, one of our twice weekly legal nurse podcasts designed to help you in all facets of your LNC life. In Dorsey Hill's show, which was LNP 174, she discussed the impact of eating on your health. Many of us are on a dieting roller coaster. The good news is that you can very easily make some changes that will let you get off that roller coaster for good. I'm going to talk first about four small diet changes that pack a lot of punch, and then I'm going to end in the second part with one big one. First of all, make water your beverage of choice. Even the beverages that claim to have zero sugar are often loaded with calories or unhealthy chemicals. Remember Dorsey referring to counting your chemicals? Replace those beverages with pure water and you'll start to notice changes in how you feel and look almost instantly. Give your water a kick by squeezing some fresh lime juice into each glass that you drink. My husband drank lime juice growing up in India. It was considered to be a refreshing drink, and he introduced me to this process of squeezing limes using those big yellow lemon squeezers work really well, squeezing those limes into water and then drinking it cold. It's very refreshing. You can also buy a beverage container that has a diffuser. This is a little plastic insert that sits inside the water bottle and it has openings in it. I fill mine with crushed raspberries, sliced limes, sliced strawberries, or sliced oranges. The flavor diffuses into the water, and you can refill the water container several times before the flavor comes out of the fruit completely. Your reward is a nice fruit flavor without any chemicals. Try not to quit sugared drinks cold turkey, or you may end up feeling deprived. But treat yourself to a soda or fruit beverage at the end of every week if you've met your daily water consumption targets. And ultimately, I think you'll realize that you no longer enjoy that taste. And drink a full glass of water before meals to help you feel full quicker so you don't eat as much food. I also recommend that you stay away from diet colas. I believe that I developed osteoporosis as a result of my Diet Coke habit. My last glass of Diet Coke was October 15th, 2014, and I have not returned to it. And I'm very happy to have been able to quit that habit. Second point is cut down on your portions. It's possible to cut portion sizes without leaving the table feeling hungry. Sometimes timing makes all the difference. You might have a plan that would work well for you to eat five times a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and two snacks in between. Having small portions so that your total daily consumption will still fall within your recommended caloric intake, and that works well. When you eat so often, your body never really has a chance to feel really hungry, so you're not tempted to eat large portions. The third diet change is to switch snacks. While it's important to indulge in comfort food from time to time, you may want to assess whether the snacks you're eating are the healthiest options. For example, if you like candy bars, try replacing them with cereal bars, fruit or fruit salad, yogurt, Jell-O with fruit, frozen fruit bars, and other snacks with less sugar and fat. Fruit is nature's candy. You'll still get to satisfy your cravings for sweets, but in a healthier way. If you prefer crunchy snacks like chips, opt for crunchy raw vegetables or nuts. And one trick that works is to prepare snacks ahead of time so they're ready when you're hungry for a quick snack. You can use celery sticks, carrot sticks, and broccoli as easy grab and eat portions. Cut up several kinds of fruits, make tasty fruit salads from melons, grapes, and berries, and store them in portion size sealed containers. The fourth small diet change is to look at skipping the sides. Don't automatically sit down in a restaurant and start eating buttered bread. Avoid sides like potato salad, macaroni and cheese, and stuffing. They could be your downfall. While you can indulge a little bit, remember that these have the highest caloric values. Eat only lesser amounts of these sides while you fill up on meats and vegetables and fruits for dessert. And be aware that rice and potatoes produce sugar in your body. Give them a wide berth. If you adapt these simple diet changes, it will be a matter of time before you see remarkable changes in your fitness. Your body will respond automatically because you'll be treating it to the things it loves. These are healthy alternatives. So instead of jumping from one fad to another in search of the best fitness and weight loss results, try making some simple changes to how and what you eat. Not only will you feel better and get the results you're looking for, but you'll also feel better throughout the course of each day. Before we continue with the show, I want to ask you listeners a few questions. Do you struggle with getting fit? Does the bag of chocolate in the cabinet call to you? Does the ice cream have a little signal that has your name beaming from the freezer? Would you rather eat an Oreo than a carrot? Does the idea of going to the gym for getting fit seem less interesting than watching a movie? If you answer yes to these questions, you are singing my song. I interviewed Mike Schatzky to talk with him about how a middle-aged, overweight male was able to get into shape. His story may surprise you. I think it will inspire you. The program is called Couch Potatoes, Secrets of Getting Fit. We have the audio recording and transcript for you at lnc.tips/couch. And as always, offer you a 25% discount if you use the code LISTENED in the coupon box during checkout. That link again is http://lnc.tips/couch. Let me return to the show now. Perhaps you find the benefits of a vegetarian diet interesting, but you wonder if you're really ready to go completely meat-free. I promised you at the beginning of this podcast we would talk about four small changes and one big one. Taking a gradual approach to becoming a vegetarian gives you room to plan for your nutritional needs and find strategies that work for you. I have been mostly vegetarian for more than 25 years. I say mostly because I do eat chicken or fish on occasion when we eat out. We don't cook any meat or fish at home. Here are some reasons to consider a vegetarian lifestyle. First, it reduces your environmental footprint. Raising animals for food consumes a lot more energy and other natural resources than growing plants for food. By eating vegetarian meals, you help cut back on greenhouse gas emissions, and we know we're all concerned with climate control. I have a house in Florida, and I'm concerned that one day my son, who also lives here, will find that his house is filled with water as the ice cap melts and the oceans rise. Flat land is at risk. Point two, enjoy cruelty-free products. The cruelty-free movement is growing as many people have become concerned about livestock rearing practices. The stories and the movies and the articles about how the animals are crammed together are really horrifying. A vegetarian diet is one way to express compassion for other creatures. Third, you lower your risk for certain diseases. Studies show that going meatless can have impressive health benefits. Vegetarian diets have been associated with lower rates of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and cancers of the prostate and colon. Vegetarians also tend to have lower cholesterol levels and blood pressure. The reason that my husband and I became vegetarian was that he was diagnosed with colon cancer and then later prostate cancer, and I discovered that his risk of having a recurrence of cancer was lower if he was a vegetarian. He was raised a vegetarian in India until he came here at the age of 21, and then he began eating meat. Fourth point is that you lose weight when you become a vegetarian. As a group, vegetarians are less likely to be overweight, and they carry less body fat. You may take off some unwanted pounds just by cutting back on meat. This should also be coupled with reducing carbohydrate intake. It does not reduce weight if you have a diet heavy in pasta, so you can avoid meat. Trust me on that. You can make being a vegetarian eating very nutritious. You can get all the protein that you need. Plant and dairy foods provide you with all the protein that you require. You can even get this essential dietary element from plant foods alone. You can be a vegan and not eat any dairy and still get enough protein. Most Americans consume more protein than they need. Eat a variety of foods, such as beans and rice, for their complementary proteins. Contrary to the old conventional wisdom, complementary foods work equally well separately or when combined in one meal. Learn about other key nutrients. There are a few nutrients that merit special attentions for vegans and vegetarians. Supplements or fortified foods can help you get the iron, calcium, zinc, vitamin B12, and D that you need on a regular basis. I take vitamin B12 once a week. And then understand your child's nutritional needs if you're a parent of a young child. Your doctor can advise you on supplements you may need to give if you are raising an infant or a child on a vegetarian or vegan diet. Keep in mind that children under 2 usually thrive best without any fat restrictions in their diet. Both of my sons are vegetarians now. They were teenagers when I stopped cooking meat. You can take gradual steps towards vegetarian eating. Eat more vegetarian meals. Try scheduling meat-free days each week. Over time, you may drop meat altogether. Alternatively, you can reserve meat for dinners only. If you eat out, look at the menus in advance. Some restaurants are much better than others in providing vegetarian options. Also, adjust your proportions. Start looking at meat as a way to add flavor rather than as the centerpiece of a meal. Meat tends to be strongly flavored, so using it as a condiment is always a possibility. Experiment with new recipes. Browse online or visit your local library for vegetarian or vegan cookbooks. There are so many vegetarian recipes that you can get by doing Google searches. It's easy to get scared by those tofu hot dogs that look like they've been in the supermarket freezer for decades. That is not typical vegetarian food. You'll feel a lot better when you see the fresh and delicious alternatives like spicy red lentil soup, or cauliflower roasted in olive oil and garlic. Avoid those artificial soy foods that are loaded with chemicals. Reach out for support. Enlist the whole family in going vegetarian. Check around your community for local vegetarian groups that may offer restaurant suggestions and cooking classes. And then lastly, integrate your diet into your lifestyle. You'll have an easier time sticking to your new diet if you approach it as one element in a healthier and more compassionate way of living. Your motivation will remain strong, and your new habits will take root more firmly. Vegetarian eating can be healthy and delicious. Try these tips to start off gradually and use your diet as part of a lifestyle focused on keeping your family healthy and making choices that are good for the whole planet. Be sure to check out the product that I described to you, Couch Potatoes Secrets of Getting Fit. We have the audio recording and transcript for you at http://lnc.tips/couch. And as always, we offer you a 25% discount if you use the code LISTENED in the coupon box during checkout. Thanks for being part of this show. Take a look at your diet, see how you can make some changes, and enjoy the health benefits. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on LegalNurseBusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at LegalNurseBusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, the lncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCAcademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.